This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Metrolist here. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday. That means our talk radio town hall. Your questions welcome. Pick up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and call us 800-228-0550. Secretary Kerry says the Iranians took good care of our 10 soldiers. What is this, more of a charm offensive? They fed them some nice, warm meals, so everything's fine.
Oh, so they say it's fine, then we should be fine. Okay.
God. I hope we called them up and said, you have 5 minutes to release those sailors. 5 minutes. And if it's not done, Iran, as we know it, will cease to exist. That's what I'd do. That's what Donald Trump would do, too. And you know what? The way they react to it would be... would depend on whether they believed you'd actually do it or not. That's why, you know.
Is this going to be like the hostages in 80 where right after the election they'll realize, oh, my God, we better let them go?
Well, they've let them go now, thankfully. That we know. But why did they take them in the first place is my
right.
I'm saying why did they release them? I think probably it was from that incident. So they are free. That's the big news, obviously. And so is the lottery, 1.5. What now, Todd? Does it go to $6 billion? What did the new number today go to?
I guess I haven't heard a new one, but...
Yeah, I think there's a new number today. We were at the lottery office yesterday, and they told us that there would be an updated number today before the big draw tonight. Not sure if it's happened yet.
I don't think it's happened yet. They're still saying 1.5, so...
Okay, well, 1.5 is higher, isn't it? No, it went to 1.5.
That's what it went to yesterday. Yeah.
Kathy sends a note here, says, how about... heard about your pool for tonight's drawing? I'm in. How do I get the dollars to you? Says Kathy. Okay, Kathy, here's the deal. We don't want to take emails. We don't want to take text. But if you call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, 855-200-1776, anytime before the draw, and just say, I'm in, my name is, here's my number, then you're in. That's all. And she's asking, how do I get the money to you? It doesn't work like that. You buy a ticket for $3. We're buying a ticket for $3. We're all in the same pool. We're not making this complicated. This is just a fun little it'd be like me saying, yeah, here's $3, Todd. Go buy a ticket, right? I trust Todd. He's going to go buy a ticket. That's what you're doing. I'm buying mine today on the show. Matter of fact, before the end of the show, I'm going to press send on my online purchase. Did you know you can do that? Yeah. Found that out yesterday, so check it out. And, by the way, that telephone number I just gave you, 855-200-1776, you can press 3 and chat with a wonderful woman by the name of Marie Beckerle. Marie has been part of our Flag Family team here for a long time, and she's just the gal Friday, if I can say that, in this PC world. You could ask her about that Minnesota Wild trip, you know, $229, the best seats ever, bus down to see the Wild play. We're going down February 28th, Sunday, February 28th. 2 p.m., see a bunch of former Sioux, Zach Parise, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi, and now Corbin Knight, too. 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave us a message, 24/7, like I'm in on the lotto, extension 3 to talk to Marie. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. You got to, time-wise, we're closing in on a month here, so you want to do it. One headline I didn't get to from last hour, and then we'll get to Congressman Cramer. Is this one in the Fargo Forum. And we're going to start using lots of other papers for this. But headline is Burgum to announce gov race intentions in Fargo and Bismarck. Now, what's new in this, we knew Doug Burgum was announcing tomorrow. We didn't know where and when. But when the announcement came out, I have a Facebook post about this. I said, I got an email from Doug Burgum saying, join me, 11 o'clock in Fargo, Highland Park, the stage, 4 p.m., BSC in Bismarck. I've never known anybody to announce their intentions that they're not running in two cities. So I think it's pretty obvious that Doug Burgum's a candidate for governor. We'll find out officially tomorrow. We'll have it live for you right after this program. Okay? Pat Finken is in for me tomorrow, by the way, and Pat will be doing all 2 hours with the exception. I'll I'll be part of a couple of moments of the first hour, or second hour, I guess, because I am co-emceeing the State of the Cities address that the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber of Commerce hosts every year. That's Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, and Dilworth mayors giving the State of the Cities address. Over 600 people signed up for that event to find out where the cities are going. Tomorrow, Ramada Plaza Suites. Call the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber if you still like tickets, or give them an email because you can still buy tickets for that event. It's tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, and blessed to be asked by the good folks at the Chamber to MC that event. So that's why you will not hear me for most of tomorrow's program. Okay? All right. Let's get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall and some questions already rolling in. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm well. How was your reaction to the State of the Union?
Well,
I want to get your take.
You know, it was. We kept looking at the silver lining that it's his last one. It was sometimes. I don't want to say incoherent, but it was just a lot of words. You know, sort of high platitudes. Very few details. But where he did get, you know, on some issues, it was pretty questionable. Both the truthfulness of it. As well as the reality of some of it. But I have to say the thing that was, Scott, for me, that one of the things, and there are a number, but one of the things that was sort of interesting is, first of all, he calls out members of Congress as the only people that keep their jobs for 30-plus years. And I'm thinking over 70% of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives have been there 5 years or less. And Nancy Pelosi's been there for 30-some years, and Steny Hoyer and all the Democratic leadership. And I thought they must feel like he's slapping them up pretty hard on that one. But the other one was where it was really physically almost uncomfortable to be in the chamber was when he started talking about how ISIS is not a real threat and terrorism's not a big deal and Islam's fine and if don't overreact and America's never been stronger. And I'm thinking he might be the only person in the room that believes most of what he was saying. And it was literally obvious in the room as people were fidgeting and sort of groaning and that you know, maybe he could get off this topic quickly and save himself. But it was a weird night, I'll tell you that.
Questions are welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Cramer today, 800-228-0550. We have some that have already come in, so I want to get to those. Go ahead and roll the first one, Todd.
Hi, I just had a question for Congressman Cramer. And when Congress doesn't agree on something, why does the entire government have to shut down? Like a business, the entire business wouldn't shut down if they don't agree on something. And why can't there be a partial shutdown? And when they do shut it down partially, why can't they shut down like the president and Congress's paychecks and that type of thing, and not our veterans and not our Social Security recipients? Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Well, the person asked a great question, and here's why. It's called leverage. And the whole reason that the Democrats like to bring up omnibus spending bills, continuing resolutions, as opposed to the separate bills that the House passes, and especially the appropriations process, is because what's confusing to this caller is their strategy. They want to make sure that senior citizens, that veterans, that our military are held hostage. And let me point to a very specific fact. We passed the Defense Appropriations Bill that funds the highest priority of the federal government, that is national defense. And I'm going to say this again, and I might repeat it so everyone understands it. Every single Democrat, United States Senator, voted to filibuster that Defense Appropriations Bill. Now, what I'm saying is they filibustered it so it would never get passed on its own, so that it would require they could be used as leverage to eliminate a partial shutdown. The reality is most government shutdowns are partial because they're 2/3 of the budget's mandatory spending. Unfortunately, veterans services and the military are not mandatory. They're on the discretionary side of the budget. So the caller makes a very good point, a very good observation, asks a very good question, and the And the good news is that one of the things that we negotiated with Harry Reid and the Democratic senators was that we are going to eliminate the filibuster of the 12 appropriations bills when we go to regular order this year. So they're going to have to, at the very least, allow all 12 of them to come to the floor of the United States Senate and not hold them hostage for one big lump sum at the end for their negotiated leverage.
Only 30 seconds for this answer, but what was it like having Clint Romachet with you at the State of the Union address?
It is safe to say I had the biggest celebrity in the room as a guest. He got standing ovation from the Republican members when we went to dinner with Majority Leader McCarthy and Speaker Ryan. He posed for more pictures than anybody I saw in the room, not just with you know people that were there as guests, but with the members of Congress. And the media ate the guy up. I mean, it was unbelievable how they recognize him. They know him by face. And if you've seen Clint lately, you know he doesn't look like the guy that got the Medal of Honor 3 years ago. He has a very elaborate and full beard. And
that's darn cool. I mean, that was so awesome. More on it in a minute here with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And your call's welcome right now on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ask him anything. Let's go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Piper land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
A word about agriculture. From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm looking at my calendar, and I see a couple of Watford City dates there, and I'm getting fired up to head to one of my favorite cities on the planet. So much going on out there. I also tend to drive through the lot of S&S Motors and just, you know, kind of dream a little bit. They have some great vehicles. They really do. I mean, what S&S Motors specializes in is finding you the vehicle you want. That's what they do. That's their That is their specialty, if you will. And so they really, and get you great deals, really, really good deals. So whatever you're looking for. But they also have a great selection always of pre-owned vehicles at S&S and some great trucks. And a number of them located all throughout Main Street now. We drive up and down Main Street and saw what a really cool Raptor. They had rare to find silver one looking nice. Here's an example of what you're talking about. You've got a 2009 Ford F-150 Lariat at $21,900. Okay. Here's 10,000 miles on a F-150 Platinum, $43,995. Try buying that new for anything less than, you know, 20 grand more than that. So you find some great deals and some great folks as well. Great service as well. They take care of you on the service side. S&S Motors. Tell them Scott sent you right there in Watford City. Give them a call. Find them online at snsmotorsinc.com. That's snsmotorsinc.com or 701-444-2349. Talk to Sonia. She'll take care of you and the service needs that you have at S&S Motors. I have a 2011 Ford Explorer they found for me there that's just fantastic. Absolutely love it. Congressman Kevin Cramer here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions welcome for him on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. So you were saying before the break that that hero, Clint Romish, and Kevin's right. It's worth going to look at the CNN special that was done on him, and there's a lot of really neat stories out there. It's an amazing story. We're blessed to have him living in North Dakota right now, but it was a big hit. And what a nice thing for you to do, to recognize his service and have them there. And you know,
well, so, you know what's interesting? Because Clint, the thing about Clint is, besides being an international hero and a very well-recognized one, by the way, he's so important to me. He is a regular advisor to me on veterans issues, veterans health care issues, veterans jobs issues. He's an expert. He participates all across the country in these kinds of forums. He gives a lot back right in North Dakota, encouraging our veterans and our National Guard. He's just a gem of a guy. But what I had no idea about, you know, we think of him as our guy, and, you know, he'd mine out the humility, and he is the most humble hero I've ever met. So it's nothing like a football player who runs 6 inches for a touchdown and then does a dance in the end zone. He's so recognizable in Washington. We were walking through the press area, for example, and especially the CNN folks, the CNN cameramen, producers, reporters. In fact, we were walking back to the hotel last night, and I said, well, what are your plans for breakfast? I know you got 11 o'clock flight. Oh, he said, oh, I just got a text from Jake Tapper. He was mad that I didn't let him know I was in town, so I'm having breakfast with him. You know, so he's just that kind of a guy that just goes about his business advocating for the right things and with this rather remarkable, heroic accomplishment. And it's just really, really cool.
Casper in Linton for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, I've got a question. I wrote you a letter. Why hasn't the Fort Hood shooter been disposed of in the Rose Garden? You know, X number of years, you do things like that, you should be dead. I was in the military, disabled vet, and I don't get a dime. Thanks, bye.
Okay, I missed some of that. Did he ask about the Fort Hood shooter?
That's what he first asked about, yep.
Oh, I see.
I believe he said, why hasn't he been executed yet?
Oh, I see. Well, that wouldn't be a question for me, but as you recall, this was one of those areas where the president got very confused very quickly, couldn't settle on whether it was an act of terror or as you know, he decided to settle on workplace violence. But remember, he's still confused about what happened in San Bernardino, whether that was, you know, that was more of that's a gun control problem, not a radical Islamic terror problem. And on it goes. That's an issue for the administration for sure. And then the Rose Garden thing, he said something about the Rose Garden. I presume he's talking about the Bo Bergdahl.
That's what I was starting to think. I think what he was saying is the execution ought to happen in the Rose Garden, obviously.
I see. Okay.
I think he was saying that, but I also thought Bo Bergdahl. I was wondering if he was confusing the Fort Hood situation with Bo Bergdahl, but that's another.
It would be easy to confuse them because the whole thing is sort of the same problem, and that's this president's lack of acknowledgement of who our enemy is and who our friends are.
Yeah, no kidding. Bert in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Congressman. My question is this. Your last caller was discussing why government has to shut down when there's a disagreement. And he went to, because it's the ominous spending bills promoted by the Democrats. My question is this: how do the Democrats get away with dictating these big omnibus spending bills that wrap everything into one when Republicans have control of the House and the Senate and a huge control in the House? How do they get away with doing that?
Yep. So we pass the bills in the House. That's what the Constitution says. Appropriations bills start in the House. We pass them. We send them over to the Senate. The Senate has these very archaic rules that require 60 senators to agree before a bill can even be brought up for debate. Never mind bring it for an actual vote, but bringing it to the floor for a debate. So up until, of course, last year, the Democrats had control of the Senate, and they just ignored it altogether. They shoved bills in the drawer because that's what Harry Reid did. Now it's a little bit better because, for example, today we're passing a resolution under the CRA, the Congressional Review Act, which allows a simple majority vote to stop the waters of the U.S. We passed a couple of weeks ago through the Budget Reconciliation Act, a bill and sent it to the president's desk that repeals Obamacare and directs money from Planned Parenthood to other health clinics that perform more moral and much broader and greater coverage areas for women's health. He vetoes them, so there's no question that that's going to happen anyway. But their leverage comes from the archaic 60-vote rule in the Senate and, frankly, from the fact that the president's going to veto it. But I'd rather have him veto bills than not get them on his desk. So it's a rule that they have to, in my view, for appropriations bills, they ought to change it. Filibuster, originally was designed to allow stoppage of debate as long as the senator stayed on the floor and talked, much like Rand Paul did to get his answer, you might recall, from the Justice Department on the use of drones and whether or not they could, whether or not they could execute or take out an American citizen without, provocation, or I forget exactly what the rules were. But he's waiting for a letter from the Attorney General, and he finally got it. But he had to stand on the floor and debate, talk for 14 hours. That's what the filibuster is about. Now it's just a bunch of Democrats saying, I want to go play golf today, so we're not going to vote on anything. And I shouldn't say just Democrats. Republicans are as guilty. I'll be honest. I'm not sure what they do over in the Senate. We had a whole week this week where we're passing now today our fourth bill, and they haven't taken a bill up. So I'm not really sure what any of them do, but certainly this is the 60-vote rule that's become a problem.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Congressman. I think this is a big part of why Donald Trump is resonating with the country is the frustration with Washington insiders and what goes on. Because
that's certainly a very good point, Bert. I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, we're up against a break. If you do want to hold, Congressman Kramer will give an answer. Your second question there is,
sure,
this stuff is the reason Donald Trump's doing as well as he is. Rex and Bowman, Ryan in South Dakota, some off-air calls, some emails still to come. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer
You're
continues.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen, and our fine sponsors, the good folks like MyPillow, that allow us all to have a better night's sleep so we can go to work for you, right here on the radio, covering what's happening all across the Northern Plains, in towns and cities across this great state we call home in North Dakota, and our bordering Northern Plains cities and all across the USA. That's right. That's what we do. We couldn't do that if we're not getting a good night's sleep. Everything's better with a good night's sleep. And my mama once said that and the whole life's a box of chocolates deal. No, she didn't say that. That was Forrest Gump. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them 800-506-9028. You are supporting this program when you buy a pillow from the U.S.-made, Minnesota-made MyPillow. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Recapping the State of the Union address, talking about some other things in the news, your questions and comments, welcome. He's multitasking. He's on his way to vote.
I am.
And he's answering. So what about Bert's question? All that frustration, all that gridlock, all that, you know, regular order out the window and everything else is the reason Donald Trump is doing as well as he is.
I don't think there's any question about it. And I can only imagine how frustrating it is for somebody to hear all of this about filibusters and, you know, 60 votes required to bring something to the floor, 67 to override a veto. The time frame, that's another one. And by the way, Scott, there's an interesting story out today, and I don't remember if it was in Politico, but there are a group of senators, both Republicans and Democrats, that are meeting today to talk about some rule changes. Now, they'd be pretty modest, I'm sure, because they also have these timelines that they have to do so much time between the motions and stuff that just delay. Remember when they refer to the Senate as the most deliberative body in the world, what it's come to mean is it just means it's the slowest body in the world.
Not pretty.
It's very frustrating. And that is, I think the call is, Bert's right on point. That's why Donald Trump's resonating. It's clearly not his philosophy because on paper, most Republicans wouldn't agree with him. But I think they're so frustrated by the machinery that a good CEO, and by the way, Barack Obama's ignored the rules for 7 years. So why shouldn't a Republican president get elected and ignore the rules?
I think the term "play by the rules" in Washington D.C. has been modified to say, you know, play by the rules means there are no rules. I mean, that's because
right.
I've told Senator Hovind to in a conversation a couple of times. I don't understand. You're trying to get back to regular order. You're frustrated about all this, yet you're playing on different rules than they played on. Harry Reid was able to do more because they had different rules. Change the rules! And I think you said they're thinking about it, like you say. So it's in discussion.
But I also remind people, Harry Reid, when he had the majority and couldn't get 60 votes to support very liberal left-wing judges on the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., he unilaterally, and I'll ask you, he himself individually changed Senate rules to allow the Senate rules to be changed by the Senate, if you can imagine, which led to a simple majority to confirm these judges that will now work against states like North Dakota on things like Waters of the U.S. rule, court challenges, and Clean Power Plan court challenges. So if anybody thinks that, that the rules can't be changed, Reid is evidence that they
can.
Great call. They have the will.
Great call, Bert. Thank you very much. Going to keep rolling. Full bank of calls. Go as quickly as we can here and squeeze in a vote for Congressman Kramer as well. Rex in Bowman, North Dakota. You're on. What's on your mind? Hey, Rex.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Rex. Good.
Better. Good.
Hey, one of the things you brought up a minute ago made me have a question was you're talking about how the president's a little bit slow when we have these attacks by these Islamic radical guys who call it what it is. But mm-hmm. the dichotomy here that I'm seeing is that some folks in the media and maybe the administration are really quick to call people with cowboy hats terrorists because they've let a back burner get out of control and then they're in big trouble. And what you see here is a lot of frustrated folks are looking for a constructive course of action to do, and I was hoping maybe you could help some of them folks out. Lots of concerned ranchers wondering what they can do in a situation like this where it looks like no one's doing anything to represent them or, and that this is what we have now. So I was wondering what your comments would be.
Sure. Well, I think the caller's point is right on point. The hypocrisy in much of this is interesting. It was interesting last night, for example, in the president's speech when he chastised, people say it was probably aimed at Donald Trump, but chastised people for sort of criticizing an entire major religion. But he never once stood up for Christianity. Not one time did he stand up for Christianity. In fact, he has used his Justice Department to try and stifle Christians from expressing themselves. In fact, as we've tried to put conscience clauses on bills and whatnot, he threatens to veto them, and of course he never gets through the Senate anyway. When it comes to things like gun rights, you're right, he's very quick to judge. But remember, not that many years ago, he referenced people who wanted to, cynically I might add, people who wanted to cling to their guns and their Bibles as those are two bad things. And yet he quickly comes to the defense of radical Islamic terrorists as not being a real significant issue and that we need to, he kept using the terms last night, something about, I forget what the actual terminology was, but this sort of squishy, lovey terminology, which has relevance in some places, but certainly not relevance with regard to the war against somebody as evil as radical Islamic terror. So,
Rex, call.
What would your recommended constructive course of action be for those concerned ranchers and stuff who feel like they're being under the spotlight?
First of all, I would say those concerned ranchers have good representation, especially out of the western part of the United States in Congress, and we've been able to hold that bay much of this. I would really, one thing I would encourage a lot of people to do, and I might have even brought this up last week, I put on my Facebook page a 27-minute floor speech that Congressman Greg Walden gave on the floor. Greg's from Oregon. And it was on behalf of these ranchers. And he outlines what I think is, I appreciate you using the word constructive, a constructive message that I would encourage people to go on and watch. And by the way, well over 100,000 people have. It was that impactful of a speech given about 8 days ago on the floor of the House. But hang in there with and be active in peaceful ways, obviously, with
with the political system.
And by the way, outside of the political system, Rex, I mean, we talked to Trent Lewis earlier in the week, and, you know, I read up a little bit on that whole situation, and I kept thinking, how does this happen to somebody in court that happened to the Hammonds out there? And I asked Trent, oh, they must have had horrible representation, and he said, horrible. You know, so, I mean, in some cases, in those kind of disputes, boy, get the right counsel there. In addition, obviously, the legislative board would be my recommendation.
There is that as well. But we have to change some laws. We have to get some
big
land
time.
Back to state.
Big time.
Get land back to state.
Yeah, that's an abuse of the federal government. The abuse of the federal government that ultimately led to those things. But when you see what happened to those people out there, and it's unforgivable. Rex, thanks for the call. I got to keep moving because we are really short on time and a ton of calls to get to. When do you need to vote here?
Well, I'm right outside the chamber right now, so I'll run in and vote while people are talking to me, and then I'll run back out to answer.
Okay, Ryan in South Dakota, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess first I just had a comment on two callers ago. You know, like, I don't think people are so much frustrated with the gridlock so much as we are selling out to everything that they want. I'd rather see nothing get done than us go further down the drain, I guess. That's my personal opinion. My question, I guess, for the congressman is on this Obama executive order on gun control. Why is there not a movement of, I mean, a lot of senators and representatives coming out and saying this is not going to happen? You know, you don't have the authority to do this by law, and just an absolute and affirmative no. We're not going to fund it. It's not going to happen. And I mean, just, you know, you guys, and I appreciate, you know, this last bill, this last spending bill, or this last cut to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Even though you knew it was going to get vetoed, I appreciate that you guys made the effort to get that done. That's good. And so I'd like to thank you for that. But
all right, we're going to let him respond here because we're short on time, Ryan.
With regard to his last point first, I appreciate his acknowledgement of that, because what that does is that shows people, even though he vetoed the bill, that shows people what would have happened if Donald Trump or a Republican were president. They would have signed that bill. We would have that money, instead of going to an abortion provider, going to other women's health centers across the country. We would have Obamacare repealed because we're able to get it done with 51 Senate votes instead of 60. With regard to the gun stuff, I don't know how much louder or clearer it could have been from the House and the Senate. We've already got a bill that's been introduced that won't fund that action. Now, I would also say to people, what he announced was little to nothing for the most part. There were a couple of big problems. One was the announced promulgating a rule to, by default, label a certain population, largely senior citizens, people on Social Security, as not being able to have a gun, which will be litigated successfully without doubt, because you can't adjudicate somebody's right that's guaranteed in the Constitution. You can only adjudicate their right not to have it. You can't just declare that they don't have the right to have a gun and go the other way. It's a ridiculous rule. And with regard to the sale of guns and what constitutes selling, the law is very clear on that. He will not succeed in any of these things. And I would also caution people to be careful to not fall for this distraction, because this was his way of getting us away from talking about national security issues and the war on ISIS and the radical Islamic terror, the things that he does not want to talk about. And that's, how about the Iran deal?
That's a very good point. Very good point. He knew there was no chance he's getting anything done in the way of a change. He didn't really hardly do anything anyway. Calls for some things, and then he gets a distraction by the media talking about that rather than those failures. Yeah, good point. Alan in Portland, North Dakota, let me get your question and answer. We'll have to be on the other side of the break. What's your question, Alan?
My question, I'm a military retiree, and every time we get a COLA raise, my TRICARE Prime premium goes up for the same amount. So I'm ending up taking a negative by the time I end up paying my taxes.
All right, Alan, hang on a sec. Finish down the other side of the break. Dana and Bismarck, too. A couple of calls that came in earlier. Emails. And we have a six-minute segment coming up. How's that, folks? We're going to go to town. Get it all in on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Best of the best in soybean and wheat research meetings will be held at Allura Center in Grand Forks on Thursday, February the 4th, and at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Moorhead on Friday, February the 5th. Both meetings will begin at 8:30 and will conclude at 3 p.m. These meetings will review recent research findings on issues that impact soybean and wheat production in the region. Topics include soybean cyst nematode management, soybean diseases, the soybean research recap, systems approach to wheat management, application of fertilizers, a crop marketing and weather outlook for the coming season. Hands-on demonstrations are planned and are a signature part of the program. Participants get a chance to interact with the presenters and see live plant material, including soybean roots with soybean cysts. A noon lunch will be provided at each venue. There is no participation fee, but advanced registration is encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and putting $1.5 billion in your pocket, too, if you go over there right now and buy yourself a lottery ticket, as a matter of fact. I bought one online, but you actually can designate which retailer you want helped. With the, you know, hey, I usually buy there, and I just, but you can buy online, folks. That's what I'm here to tell you. All you need to do, and I have it up right here. I've gone through the process this morning. It's actually lottery.nd.gov. Lottery.nd.gov. It's on the North Dakota, government website. And you click on subscriptions, and that's what you're doing. to buy a ticket. It will cost you $10, but, I mean, the ticket doesn't cost you $10. You just put $10 in a fund. You got a minimum start of $10, but you can buy online from the convenience of wherever you're at. All right, Alan in Portland, North Dakota, had a question about TRICARE. Can we help, Congressman Kramer?
I'm voting real quickly here. I just voted, by the way, to repeal Waters of the U.S. So,
thank you.
Play while I'm on.
North Dakota's ag and energy industry thanks you. Yeah.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, that is Senator Joni Ernst's bill. So that means it passed the Senate. Now that it'll pass the House and it'll go to the president's desk. What do you think he'll do with it? Anyway, at least we got it that far.
There's
Montana right there. Right. So anyway, back to the point of the call. So one of the other ironic things about this President's State of the Union address last night was he was taking credit for increasing cost of living and raises and whatnot for our military. Republicans in the House have had to restore every single one of his attempts to cut the military pay increases. And yet he stood there like he was for it all along, took full credit, never once gave Republicans the credit for doing exactly that. The caller's point is that even though they get a cost of living adjustment, then the cost of his TRICARE goes up by about the same amount. And of course, all I can say is, fortunately, he's not on Obamacare because those rates go up hundreds of thousands of dollars or hundreds of percent in many cases. So he's exactly right. We need to continue to try and both raise their salaries and not raise but lower the benefit costs for health care. And again, yes,
can we,
President
Alan, we're going to connect you with Congressman Kramer's office, so if you would hang on, Manny will get your information and we will connect you so you're part of this group, because others have called with the exact same situation you're in. So you're not alone, and it helps to hear these voices on the military benefits question. I won't be able to call in and ask Congressman Kramer, but how come if he's so worried about veterans, he voted to cut their pensions and then lied to me when I asked him about it?
Every now and then that issue will come up, and all I can tell you is that there's some, I don't know who's spreading this stuff. I think what they're doing is you might recall a few years ago there was a bill that, in fact, I think it was the Ryan Murray budget that Paul Ryan negotiated with the Senate when they were in the majority, that called for a slight cut, not in benefits, by the way. It was a cut in the increase of benefits of future veterans. So it wasn't even relevant to existing veterans. And what we did was, before we agreed to that in the House, we introduced another bill that restored them. So we passed the overall budget, restored
In other words, one of those games where they say, yeah, you voted for
that's
it,
right.
But... And you did, in fact, by technicality, yes, you voted for it, but it was already fixed before it was you agreed to your vote.
Right, yeah. And that, unfortunately, that kind of gamesmanship happens way too often around here and clouds the issues.
All right. Well, we're not afraid of the tough questions. If you got them, ask them. If you hear anything,
let us
know. Email says, Congressman, thank you for using the term redirecting funds rather than defunding when referencing Planned Parenthood. It tells the whole story. Unfortunately, our Senator Heidi Heitkamp does not stand with women when she votes against expanding their options to receive care. Thank you for being on the right side of history.
Sure. So that's exactly right. What we did is, and North Dakota is a great example. North Dakota does not have a single Planned Parenthood clinic, but we have 71 qualified federal health centers that don't get the money that the abortion providers get. So our bill doesn't defund anybody. It just ensures that money is directed to a broader distribution, creating greater access to underserved women who need health care.
Let's get Dana and Bismarck in here. Dana, what is on your mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, your caller is right. That's why I'm backing Donald Trump, is because the president said last night he thought the economy was in good shape, and I strongly disagree with him. I feel that the economy has been hidden from the public for the last 17 years. And it's riddled with antitrust and securities fraud that has put our country in kind of a backbeat on itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on Dana's question with another that came in to see if you think this solution might be okay. Donald Trump doesn't talk about it, but others have, including the infamous Mark Levin and others. But roll that, if you would, Todd.
Hi, good morning. I have a question for Congressman Kramer. Thank you for taking my call, Congressman. The governor of the great state of Texas, together with other states, is moving to have a constitutional convention of the states. I would like to urge you, as well as I'm sure many other constituents in North Dakota would like to urge you to participate in that constitutional convention of the state.
Okay, got it. We have just a short time to respond to both. Your thoughts?
So, I appreciate what Texas and the other states are doing, because I do think when we talk about constitutional amendments and changing the Constitution, that is, first of all, be the more productive way, but that's also the more successful way if you really want to do it. The one thing I'd caution everybody about, and I shouldn't say caution, just we just want to be aware. Once you start a convention, and you open up the Constitution, it's not just the things that we want changed that are on the agenda.
We got to leave it there. We will talk about this neat topic another time. Sorry we didn't have more time, Dana. Thanks.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.